How was your first practice as a Ram?
Thank you very much for welcoming me. But first day was pretty good. I think it went fairly well for everybody. You know, all the rookies looked pretty good. You know, it's a lot of information we had to take in early, but it wasn't too bad. And, I mean, today was pretty well.
How's this playbook compared to what you had at West Virginia?
Oh, it's a whole lot different. As far as verbiage goes, the plays are a lot longer, you know, when they're called in the huddle. It's a lot more that you have to think about, you know, when you're in your stance. And, I mean, it's pretty tough, you know, but I think I'd be pretty good with getting down pat.
When did you all get your playbook, and how much were you expected to know when you came out here today?
Well, they actually sent me a playbook down home about a week ago before I reported here, and I got a chance to, you know, glance at a couple things, not necessarily knowing, you know, exactly what to look at, but I was able to, you know, just scroll through and kind of get a feel for what I'll be doing once I arrive here.
What was it like out there today, just catching passes, any butterflies? Kind of slick out there, too, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it was pretty slick, but, I mean, we still did a pretty good job of staying up and executing plays, you know, running routes. We did pretty good with that. It was a pretty good first day.
Well, how about yourself? Any nerves at all, or just because it's first practice in the big leagues?
Well, yeah. I mean, definitely. You know, this is something, you know, I've been waiting for my whole life. So I definitely had butterflies stepping out on the field. But once I got in the little groove, I was able to relax and, you know, just play my game.
Simon, are you and Tavon really close best friends? And how nice is it to have another guy that you know to go through this process with?
Well, that's a luxury, actually. You know, just to be here with a familiar face, somebody that I played with for 4 years, and you know, we get to experience it all together. You know, it's a great feeling, and you know, we get to push each other, and you know, just continue with what we were able to do at West Virginia. So it's very helpful, and like I said, it's a luxury.
What your number was that? Something that you hit, was that your number in college? I apologize for not knowing, but 12.
Oh no, I was number 3 in college, but okay. Receivers cannot wear single-digit numbers in the league, so I just thought 12 would fit good on
it. I mean, did you consult with Tavon about that? Would it be 11 and 12 right next to each other?
Not necessarily. 12, Geno Smith, you know, my quarterback in college, you know, he wore 12 just about as long as I played with him, and, you know, I see that he wasn't able to pick that up over at New York, so I told him, you know, I hold it down for him.
Was it funny to see another 12 out there, though? There's a dark and, you know, white.
Oh, I actually didn't see another 12. I mean, if there was one in the field, I didn't see it.
How'd this practice structure compare to college for you?
Well, it's day one. It's a lot more, you know, that we have to do. But, I mean, we were out here with all the rookies, and pretty similar. You know, we started off doing individual. You know, came together, you know, did one-on-ones, ended off with 7-on-7. You know, that's a bunch of things we did at West Virginia. So it's pretty, you know, pretty similar.
It seems like you're doing a lot of work without the ball, too, fundamentals and just kind of getting the basics down. Is that something you guys seem like you're really focused on today?
Well, definitely. You know, we're all rookies out here. You know, we're all trying to get the hang of the game and get come out here and learn. So, you know, this is a different level. We're in the NFL now, and it's still, you know, a whole lot that we have to learn. So got to start out with the basics and just work our way up from there.
What are you trying to get out of this weekend? Any one or two three things for you?
Just get a good feel for, you know, what I need to be doing out here. You know, paying attention to detail, studying my playbook as much as I can, learning the plays, and, you know, just trying to execute.
When did you get to St. Louis?
I got here yesterday. Everybody arrived yesterday, and, yeah.
You get a chance to check out the area, first impressions on the city itself?
Not necessarily. I've pretty much just been here around the facilities and to my hotel. Not necessarily worried about too much other than football right now. So, you know, this is where my focus is right now.
Have you gotten a lot thrown at you yet in terms of the playbook?
It wasn't too bad. You know, after I sat down and studied it for a while, you know, I kind of got a good grasp on it. And but, I mean, it is a lot, you know, for day one, you know, day one installation. You know, I remember being in college. On day one installation, we probably only put in, like, 3 or 4 plays compared to now, like, 12 to 15. So it's a big difference.
Have you had any contact with Bradford yet, the call or text or anything?
Yeah, Sam actually called me when I was home, and, you know, that kind of made me very excited, you know, that he actually reached out to me. And, you know, he said some pretty good things, and, you know, I'm just pretty excited for what was – here, what's to come in the future.
Did Torrey Holt also reach out to you already?
We talked on Twitter. I'm supposed to, you know, probably get on the phone with him and talk a little bit. I mean, I definitely want to talk to him and, you know, just try to learn as much as I can from a guy like him. But I'm quite sure, you know, that I'll probably hear from him real soon.
Thank you.
get two more guys.
It looks like this offense is going to be a little more up-tempo, spread, fast-paced. How exciting are you that might be the case here?
That's very exciting. You know, I'm a wide receiver, and I like to make plays. So, you know, just having the opportunity to make plays in this offense and, you know, go score some touchdowns and, you know, try to change things is very exciting for me.